I was having a perfectly pleasant lunch, and then it's sort of like something was said that I didn't like, and I went off, and kind of on the lines of what Jean was saying, I reacted, and you know, the pull was so strong, I could almost see myself doing it, but I couldn't stop.
Aha, okay.
And I can't stand it. I mean, it's getting me into all kinds of trouble, but also it feels like it wrecked the rest of the time. And I spent the rest of the time trying to recover.
Yeah.
To come back here, you know?
Yeah. That's caused suffering.
It is suffering, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that and I see that. But I keep doing it in my intimate relationship, you know?
Okay. Okay. If it's in one specific area, if it's with one person, then you ask that person, anytime I'm doing this, say, stop, you're doing it, stop, you're caught. Get the other person. If it's with one person, right. Get the person to help you.
Yes.
That's great. If it's with one person, get the other person to like hold up a mirror, say, look at yourself, you're caught in your emotion, stop, drop it.
Yeah.
And even if you're in the middle of a fantastic blazing row and you're going for it and you know you're going to win, you know? And if in that moment you see, oh Jesus, I'm so stuck in my bloody self-important story here, drop it, no matter how dramatic the finale is going to be.
Mm.
Drop it. Mm. Whoops, I'm out of here. Drop it. Lose the argument.
Mm.
Lose it.
Mm.
Lose the argument. Don't pump it anymore.
Mm.
Lose it.
Mm.
Drop it. Doesn't matter what kind of an idiot you're going to look.
Mm.
Doesn't matter.
Mm.
Just drop it.
Mm.
The second that you get that chink of an exit door, the light over the door is flashing. The second that you have that chink, go through it. Go through it.
Yeah.
So even the fact that you said, I can see it, but I couldn't stop it. Okay, okay, it's starting to break.
Mm.
You can see it, but you can't stop it. Get somebody to help you to stop it.
Mm.
Do you know? Mm. And you will be able to stop it. Because if you can see it and you can't stop it, it's starting to break already. You're all right.
Mm.
It's breaking. It's going to break.
Mm.
But it's great if it's with one person.
Mm.
You get them to help you.
Mm. Well, I was going to say, yeah, it is in my intimate relationship, but I cannot even imagine doing it with myself nearly.
Yeah.
You know, I can't bear to lose. That's the first thing. I'm so invested in that.
Yes.
But then the story becomes so important that, you know, my interpretation of it is right.
Yes.
The same thing. It has to be.
Yes.
And we lost all this because of that sort of thing, you know?
Yes.
Really.
Nothing is lost and nothing is gained, and nothing is right and nothing is wrong.
Mm.
And losing is the same as winning.
Mm.
They're all the same.
Mm.
The benefit out of being right and the benefit out of winning are not good enough.
No.
Let them be not good enough.
They're very short-lived.
They're very short-lived.
You know, you taste the victory and it's gone.
And it's gone.
Yeah, until the next time.
Yeah, so why fight for it so hard, huh?
Yeah.
Let it lose its taste of glory.
Mm.
See through it a bit.
Mm. Is it a habit? Is that all it is, Jackie?
Ultimately,
it
yes.
It's like an affliction.
You know,
an affliction and an addiction. It must be something in me doesn't want to let go of it.
I
don't know. Is it the juice?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Like,
competitive nature will do it for you.
Yeah, I am. I can be.
That will get pulled out of you.
Yeah.
And being right.
Yeah.
Practice being wrong for a while.
Yeah.
Just practice being wrong.
Yeah.
Get used to the feeling of being wrong.
Mm.
It helps a lot. You know?
Mm.
Of actually being wrong. You know, you can
even though I'm not wrong.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
But you see, the I has to be always wrong, actually.
Mm.
Because it's a lie to begin with.
Yeah. It's a It's a joke.
So it's a joke, yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah.
So there is something ignorant in it because it's lack of understanding of who you really are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it starts off being wrong, if I want to use the same words. Do you know? And so then the pull to be right is so strong because in something in it, there's something misplaced. In its very foundation, there's something not lined up with the truth. So the pull to be right is reacting to that. Do you get it?
No.
Yeah.
Don't get that. I get the false precept that it's built on, the false foundation.
Okay. Somewhere in the personality, that's known.
Yeah.
All right? Now then, there is an attempt to make it right. So it tries to balance that. That foundation stone, that there's something actually misaligned here to start off with. And so the pull to being right in the world is fueled by the fact that there's something inherently out of place here.
Right.
So this is why we're so competitive. This is why we want to get it right so much. Is that we're trying to balance out something that's so, so deep and so basic, but we know it's wrong. There's something wrong about it because it's not the truth, but it's taken as the truth. Do you see? See now?
I see, kind of feeling of being on shaky foundations to begin with.
Yes.
And trying to write that.
Yes, and the trying to write is I'm right about this and I'm right about that. We're actually trying to write something much more at a core level. That's really, and it gets misappropriated out to the world. And this pull to be right gives this this little moment of peace, because it's so uneasy to believe you're a separate individual because it's not the truth. That we get this little break from that painful lie. We get a little break by being right out there. Do you see?
At least I'm right about this.
At least I'm right about this. Yeah. And you get a little bit of a, there's a little bit of a rest or a coming home, which might last half a day or half a minute, depending on the gig that you won, you know, the argument or whatever it was. Do you see? And there's a rest in something, it's being right. And then we forget about it and the next thought comes over and we're based again, we're back again to our the lie that I'm a separate individual. Off we go again and trying to find being right about something else. So that rightness can be the thought that's dominant. Do you see?
It's a bit like having a problem or having an argument and you can't remember, you know, two problems back or two or what it was about.
For sure. For sure.
And then it feels very unreal and you think, how did I get so involved?
Fought tooth and nail in an argument and you don't know.
So important.
So important to win it. Because it's never about the subject matter. It's about being right. It's about the kick of feeling kind of whole for a moment. Something is at home. Something is at rest.
But it's not, really.
Of course it's not.
Yeah.
Of course it's not. And the outside will never give you that. It can't. You see? Mind can't come up with the solution. Mind is creating the distraction.
Yes.
It's feeding it is concepts taken to be real. That's what it is.
Right.
Do you see? So you can play it at its own game and get used to the feeling of being wrong.
Okay.
Like, even if you know somebody's telling you total crap.
Just say,
really? Are you right? Yeah. Oh, is that so? God, that's amazing. I never knew that. And just play with it and see, okay. I'm not gonna convince you that they're talking crap now. And we let it go. And let's see what it feels like. You can even do that as a halfway ground. Do you know? And kind of get used to that territory of not being right, not defending yourself, not having the last word. Like, just get used to that territory. That's another way if it's too strong.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, it's a halfway ground, you know? You can do it for a bit, like, to just get comfortable with the zones that you're avoiding by needing to be right.
Yeah.
Get comfortable with those zones, you know?
Yeah. I've tried that a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
And it's extremely uncomfortable.
Yes.
Not to shout out, no, this is how it is.
Yes.
But I almost pretend I don't hear them properly.
Yes.
And then it's easier to go,
okay. Okay. No, let yourself feel the discomfort. Let yourself feel the discomfort of not pursuing an argument that you know you can win hands down.
Yeah. Then I really see my arrogance.
That's right.
Coming off.
Yeah, you'll see that. Whoa! The arrogant thing that really. Yes.
Yeah, just,
Yes, let it up.
Listen to me.
Yeah. Just listen to it and say, wow, there you go. That's your fire now, huh? That's your fire. And just see it and let it go. Do you know?
I had this image when you were talking to the woman who asked, what was the point of anything this morning? I had this, you know, this image of the eye and giving wholeness and love to the eye. Like a bulb, like a lily unfolding when it's ready.
Yes.
Feeding from within, and then having this beautiful display.
Yes.
And looking at all the other displays, and then dying back.
Yes.
Into itself. Actually, because that's what a bulb does, you know.
Yes. That's right. It goes back home.
And nourishes the...
That's right. Beautiful imagery, yeah. Mm. Nature has it. It has it. It's doing it all the time.
Mm.
You know, and we make such a song and dance about it.
Mm.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.